listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, we're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Everybody, this is taped for tomorrow. So everyone out there, have a very happy Easter, happy Passover.
Happy Passover.
And I wrote something really funny. I said, for me tomorrow, sit down for a little matzo ball soup. Matzah, eat the matzah with the butter. You gotta eat it with butter. It's horrible. Horrible without the butter. And then the churros is the mixture of the nuts and cinnamon, every walnuts. And then they have a nutmeg. Along with, we'll eat the traditional chicken liver. You know, the Jewish chicken liver. If you go to deli.
Right.
Chicken liver!
Where we've been.
Yeah, we've been. We've been to deli.
Yes.
And then save room for either baked chicken.
Okay.
Baked salmon.
Oh, and what about the pickles on the side of the matzah? Do you need the pickles?
No pickles.
No pickles?
No pickles, because it's not kosher for Passover.
Okay.
Brisket of beef.
Oh.
You know, brisket sounds good right now. A vegetarian plate.
Okay.
And potato kugel. And then with Easter, you got ham.
Okay.
You know, you got
a corned beef hash.
Honey baked ham.
Corned beef hash?
No.
Nope. Honey baked.
Honey baked ham.
Okay, ham.
Life is honey baked ham.
All right.
And then people come over and they want to have coleslaw, biscuits, cornbread, and, you know, and they're ready to eat. And believe me, I've been to a thing.
And these are all kosher.
No. This is for Easter.
Oh, for Easter now. We're back off, not off of Passover. Easter now.
Passover, we're going to talk about Passover. We're able to pray to God for Thanksgiving, which is Passover and Easter, and ready, and then you eat. By the way, we will
Resurrection Sunday.
Next week, we'll have
Passover.
A live show on a regular scheduled time, and we're going to have a busy show next week. I promise you, me and Danny,
we're going to have a big show. We're celebrating.
We are big,
and we are waiting.
We are waiting.
You're going to have a powerful show tonight.
We're going to be headed to Sedona. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to do a live broadcast from Sedona.
Okay, great.
So it'll be, it's not be the first for a broadcast, but we're going to do that. And then what we're going to do is go to Dulce, where they have the human experimentations.
This is where Area 51 supposedly moved?
No, they moved to Lincoln County, Nevada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we give you the truth here.
Right, former.
I'd love to see locations.
You know? Yeah.
And then we got some news headlines. The murder for hire plot that led to the veterinarian suicide of boyfriend is in prison. So finally, the guy's in prison. And you know, when you take someone's life, come on, you're going to go to prison.
That's a crime. You know, as a lady, you know, being out
well,
there.
What's killing of another person?
Malice, killing of another
forethought.
Person.
You know, and when you do that, of course
you can't pay for a person's life. Sorry, that's just help me understand the forgiveness. I was visiting my uncle's murderer in North Carolina, and I think that the ultimate social justice comes through families when they're able to let themselves reconcile themselves, and when they find peace with the person who's done something like that, then it's a lesson for them. Family first. I think social justice should be pursued, but that's the environment.
Is the guy going to be executed?
They should be pursued in. Is he going to be? No, 15 years after pleading guilty to manslaughter for being present.
You know why? A lot of these guys, like, you know, we talk about Manson, going to good hospitals. We're paying for it. And he died in Bakersfield. Bakersfield Hospital.
Oh, Bakersfield. Now, what else is that known for? I don't want to bring up a good and a bad.
Bakersfield is also the United Farm Workers. We're going to talk with Paul Chavez. And you know it's coming up Monday.
Oh, I was thinking more along the lines, actually.
Sunday, you know what's coming up?
No, what is?
Caesar Chavez Day.
Oh, celebrate. Because of the labor, agriculture,
and they have,
and labor
when you go up
union.
To Kern County, you've never been there, but it's nice to see. They have where he's buried. His wife is still alive. She's probably in her 80s.
Oh, upholding Mexican law.
Well, you know, it's not Mexican law.
No,
don't go there.
No, okay.
No, it's regarding the farm workers.
Right.
And he helped to form an organization, UFW, where it helps the farm workers. And what they do is they have benefits. They, you know, they get paid. And, you know, it started with the wine, the grapes. Then it led to other things. And United Farm Workers is amazing what they do.
Right.
People have a life.
Doesn't that ring a bell in everybody's ears still today, United Farm Workers?
Yeah, UFW is very important because in history, if it wasn't for them, we would have a big problem in California with labor laws, with, you know, the sense of the migrant worker.
Marginalized pay.
They get nothing.
The wages that didn't increase.
Yeah, well, they get nothing. Anyway, let me read another headline. Overwhelmed mother allegedly tried to cut autistic son's head off with a chainsaw. That's like a murder.
I had that conversation. Oh, I'm sorry, not that one. one before. One. Yes, with Carl Felicio. We were talking about the rates in which the foreign migrants were working on the fields. Right. And he gave me a great graph, and he directed me to the Department of Labor Statistics.
Right.
And you can find them there and look at how much money the farmers have actually made and how much increase.
And the farm workers hire don't make that. Well, they get a little money, mm-hmm. but some of them should be get retirement. And that's the thing they're fighting, and even with Trump. Because it doesn't matter when there's when, for example, when tomato season, they're all working
right, California,
you know, up in Oxnard, the strawberries,
fruits and nuts.
And you see group, but the problem is they don't get paid. One other person I was going to talk about, Roseanne Barr.
I'm proud of Roseanne Barr.
She had a big ratings night last night, and as the Roseanne Barr show came back to light, and she hit over 18 million homes.
Can my mom and I were watching the old 1990s and before it went off the air on Cozy. And I thought, Roseanne, looking back now as an adult today in my politics and everything, I said, Roseanne really represents a very conservative person to me. In her show reflected her show. American values. I really was proud to look back
she's moderate
at Roseanne.
She supported Trump. Mm-hmm. And Trump congratulated her, by the way. But her show, I hear, was very good. I didn't get to see it. I was busy doing my workout last night, but I think it's it.
Oh, good for
you. Also, tonight we're going to have the famed nutritionist, Stephen Ray. And Stephen Ray, you know more about him, but he's calling from Missouri. He's going to talk about nutrition. And does he talk about UFOs?
Well, he doesn't talk about we can talk about a lot of things, but Wellness International Group, if we go on to LinkedIn, I'll pull up Stephen Ray's profile right here. Wellness International Group.
Oh, that's Danny Cruz!
Oh, hello, everybody. Stephen Ray and I met on LinkedIn, and we're social networking. It's the only social network I use. It's been LinkedIn for my professional profile, and it's a space and defense industry, a lot of intelligence, National Reconnaissance Office, Air Force, all connected in LinkedIn. You'll find all the government on this website of Stephen Ray is very well connected. And he's hailing from Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. Everybody.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah,
greatest barbecue ribs.
Oh, we've got to go out there and try it. We're destined. We're bound for it.
We like to visit him. Now another thing we're going to have, we're going to hopefully, Ken Pfeiffer is going to come in.
Right. I hope he calls
Pfeiffer
in tonight.
Ken Pfeiffer had some new UFO sightings. And in fact, I have plenty. I have the latest update on all the UFO sightings. Next week, we're going to try to get this guy in who was scared because he saw a UFO coming out of a mountain.
So he felt the terror.
Well,
stories, Cameron. I feel that sharing stories of these objects that we know nothing about scare people sometimes into a frenzy. And as much as they want to believe in their own lives and morals, there's something that goes mad about in people's minds, and then they just kind of have to, like we talked about this, the danger of going back to these events are traumatizing.
It is.
Ken Pfeiffer brought that up last week.
And also, Also, mm-hmm. when we went to Contact, too bad you missed it, we had what's his name, Jimmy Church. And then
Church, I got to be at his show over at the other hotel.
Remember we went Jose? Jose, if you're out there, mm-hmm. we
great picture
you.
With Jimmy. Jimmy Church. And
Jimmy Church shows Jose. And then also we met Jose's friend, the other guy, radio guy. And he's good. But you know the problem with a lot of these guys is you read their book, and it's like they're repeating what someone else said. Not them. But other people.
A lot of people get that perception of books I read. I was in a book study or book group for over 2 months over in Maryland, and we got together and we got through the first chapter and we all started reading. But we said this seems way too familiar to the general market. We all read it, You know, but we liked the time together when we read. We enjoyed the time together. It was called.
Tell our folks out there.
The dream like a lion. I forget the name of it.
Also, we want people to call in. Right, let's give our call in. 1-323-203-0815. You can call from Afghanistan. 1-323-203-0815. Call from San Diego. 1-323-203-0815. We welcome callers. Whatever you got to say.
Chasing the Lion. That was the name of the book.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. Hey, we'd love to hear from you out there in the world.
Yeah, and then we have
Twitter.
We have Twitter.
Is there anyone from Russia out there? Come on. Let's give us a call.
We're on
China.
Instagram. Cameron C. That's true. And also I have a new email, CameronDatsker@yahoo.com.
Okay, we were on Twitter together before.
Yeah, we've been on Twitter.
I dropped it. You know, I actually was followed by Twitter itself when I had a block profile. It came as this, because I had a block profile, no one could follow me. And it said, in a private message on my BlackBerry, Twitter just follows you, reply back, reply just to Twitter. And at just was the name of the handle. And there was a man who ran that handle. I forget what his name was, but when I followed back, I went to the handle in the page, and it showed all the followers, but it didn't show that person followed anybody. And the person who did it had a world vision, who's the name of his handle. The one follower did show, just followed, was Twitter Vision. And it was this man who was predicting that information would come down from space into the internet. And it's no longer the same anymore, but it only showed the list of followers that followed back, but it didn't show who that the handle itself was following anybody. Well, it was a real mysterious handle for a little while.
Well, what I was going to mention, what Danny says, true out there, because if you get on these social networks, like for example, Facebook had a horrible week. Our guy...
Mark Zuckerberg.
The Mark Zuckerberg, man.
Sugar Mountain.
He was going to run for president, but I don't think now he's going to run for president. But he was thinking about it. And then also one of our favorite, you know, Danny's my favorite, but Candy Loya may be coming in. We don't know.
Hey, Candy.
Candy,
you're out there, too. We're talking to you.
Yeah, Candy Loya. And also, I was going to mention, talking about Kent Pfeiffer. We're planning to go to Philadelphia to the MUFON convention. And I think it's going to be interesting because MUFON brings you new revelations, what's going on in space. So we're going to go to the convention in July, and then I'm going to be going with Danny and other people. We're going to go up to Sedona and Dulce, New Mexico. So
Ken and I almost touched base.
If you want to be part of our trip, please contact me at Cameron Datsker, CameronDatsker at Yahoo. We'd love to have you. And
okay, thank you for the update.
You got to have a fun trip.
Ken and I almost touched base over there in Delaware. I was passing through, and he was going to work on getting me a POC to go back on the base and look at some things.
Right.
And possibly talk a little bit more about the UFO that was on the runway. That he knows the point of contact of the person who was on base the time.
When you say people out there are listening, you mean the UFO was on the runway?
On the runway at Dover, Delaware.
What did it look like?
I don't know. That would be a question to ask the point of contact Ken has. Yeah, it's over there at Delaware. It's historical. He was investigating July 19th, the sightings of Washington, D.C., and I was mesmerized looking at the Capitol, knowing what I know, and seeing the flying saucer
I have. You see things that we don't see.
On July 19th,
2013. You know, in Washington, D.C., they had a sighting of UFO saucer, they say, in D.C., and it was coming out by the White House. I think they visit the White House. I have a hunch. And another thing I was going to mention is that we were going to talk on the air. If Ken calls in, we'll talk about sightings. But I've got a great thing. Now, there has been something in the news I want to mention to folks out there, and it was on... It was on a periodical, and I'm going to talk about it because, when you have stories like that, you got to talk about it, right?
Right. Well, we have this latest flying saucer incident. You had a United plane and a pilot, and they called in. I listened to the audio of it. It's really, in between, but they mentioned the word UFO through the FAA.
Usually it's an
IFO, Identified Flying Object. It's usually the standard FAA terminology when a military craft goes off course.
Right.
And people in the know that most of the flying objects in the space we know.
Right.
So when people call in with a UFO, it's usually not taken seriously. It will be dismissed. There won't be a file or anything written about it. Report.
People tend, like MUFON, and other organizations, like UPAR is starting to do, they're taking notes on it because when you see a UFO, man, you see it, you want to
call in the FAA in your area. We have the San Bernardino and also the one in Palmdale up here in Los Angeles
County.
True. You know, if you do see something, call those guys. They're FAA. They have the radar and things. I know, flying saucers,
off
course. They just
I'm public. Joe C. Public, and I see a UFO. Do they take it seriously?
Do they take it seriously? No.
Okay, so basically
have to say, the way I was described to you, up at Edwards, I had a person up at the FAA talk to me for quite a significant amount of time. We got into the gyrational Nazi bell. and the technology of the Nazis. And,
right.
You know, we got into
the Bell talk.
And he said, you know, most things are IDFs, IFOs, Identified Flying Objects, and we all take it at that. And when I called into the FAA in San Bernardino, I used that language, and they took a FESDA file. And, you know, I saw the two orbs also flying up in San Gabriel Valley, right over Glendora, right by South Hills Park, actually, right above it. There was a helicopter, and I've learned, people, if you see something, look around, because they're not there by themselves.
What was the helicopter look like? Was it black?
It was actually a black helicopter, and the orbs were spinning over it very quickly, like the orbs I saw on February 3rd, Super Bowl Sunday of 2013, and that was precipitating the flying saucer encounter just,
you know,
10 feet above my head on July 19th.
Men in black. There's a black helicopter, there's usually men in black. And usually they'll be looking for something. And usually the men in black, you haven't seen too many incidents.
Well, you know, I think the government is making it easy for people. You know, they want to say a UFO exists. Harry Reid, Senator right. Harry Reid, has just come out. He was also on the heels of China, who published Moon Construction on their military website. It was stamped with the military's approval, showing in their pictures that there was absolutely no doubt or denying that there's a structure on the moon that had to do with architecture. I think 200 square miles have been constructed since Nixon closed the National Space Council back in 1970s.
Right.
Now the National Space Council is launching right back up. But Nixon is also the only time when America had two presidents, they say.
Right.
Nixon's work went on with the South of Fidel Castro down to Cuba with the Howard Hughes and the CIA and the Mafia. And, you know, they kept on. I think, you know, the Nixon-JFK is closely tied, you know, to the assassination also the lunar construction.
Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy's death is tied to...
I praise Nixon. He's a Quaker. He's a beautiful man. I uplift him.
Yeah,
I love his speeches.
Also, you know, believe it or not, Nixon was very close to the Kennedys.
That's what I heard. That's what I hear.
Very close. I wanted to mention to people about the American Airlines flight, the UFO flight over Arizona. Well, there was a flight February 24th, 2018, and the date was February 24th, 2018. And when not one pilot, but two pilots on two different jets, both called a craft a UFO, and then you sure as heck can bet they were right. Most pilots never see a UFO in their career, but a few do. And here's the original recording of their conversation with one another. And this is from Scott Waring. He's in a lot of publications.
Right. I saw his picture on YouTube over here.
Yeah.
Right here. I believe that's him. Is that not him?
Scott Waring.
Yes,
and
it is.
He also writes for one of the trash magazines when they have about UFOs.
Okay.
But very interesting, his stuff. Now, what
just
he said is the two pilots flying on two separate planes reportedly claimed to have witnessed a unidentified flying object over southern Arizona and New Mexico, and audio shared with Inverse by the Federal Aviation Administration, which you say the FAA,
mm-hmm.
and we train our audience to know what the acronyms are.
Yes.
Pilots can be heard discussing about a UFO with the Albuquerque Air Route Traffic Control Center on February 24th. I don't know what it was. It wasn't an airplane, but it was the path was going in the opposite direction. So you have a plane
coming
in.
He called on the other pilot to ask if he saw it.
The
command center asked, can you tell if it was stationary or was it moving in the opposite direction? And stationary means hovering. You know, these UFO flying saucers tend to hover. They don't have any propulsion keeping them up.
Right.
They're working on a current.
Let me tell the people. The pilot of the Learjet asked a nearby American Airlines plane lookout direction. A few minutes later, the American Airlines just passed over us. Like, I don't know, 3,000 feet above us. So 3,000 feet is a pretty launchy thing. Now, what we're going to say here is that...
It's a controlled...
Yes, go on.
Definitely.
The radio, you got to get the news. Statement on KOA4, which is a station in Albuquerque. Any comment beyond what you hear, other than aircraft, the controller was unable to verify that he had close working relationship with a number of military aircraft and civilian aircraft of all types, and the altitude, you're saying about the altitude,
30.
Weather balloons. Uh-huh. So basically, they're saying we didn't see what we saw, they're weather balloons.
Okay.
Is that interesting?
It is that they classify it as something identifiable. You know, right. Usually goes in lockstep that way. But so if you guys do want a serious report, go on with it. May be very well be ours. You know, very well could be.
Yeah, but I doubt that it was ours because the UFO that was reported on all the national publications, and also I was going to mention there was a UFO over Busan, South Korea, as real, but it was recorded in July 2012. And I know Korea is a big spot for right now with North Korea talking with the U.S. There's been a lot of activity in the Korean Peninsula.
Right.
And what people have said is that Busan is where we signed the armistice deal, and North Korea didn't. It's a war. So technically, Korea is still at war.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, one other thing I was going to mention, folks out there, is that the sighting in Busan was March 2018. They had another sighting, same area, and people saw what they saw was let me read it to people. They discovered that the lunar surface of this particular area was like a volcano. So they come, they take photographs, and I tell people all the time that, I'm going to read a little more about it. The UFO was in Yahoo News, but it wasn't really a big story. Now, there's an interesting video, which I wish we had the capability showing video.
Oh, yes. Some audio.
But we can't. Yeah. But what I was going to say is, I reported that, they're talking about the UFO. Excuse me. But the UFO was pretty high in the sky, and it was rambling along. So when they ramble, they're looking for information. So anyway,
well, I found out that, you know, in looking at my video of my incident that I raised up the camera to after it was in the sky, that no one was around me. No cars were coming. No people were around me. And I didn't see it descend from the sky. It was going 5 miles an hour the whole time.
Well, they go five, they go ten. You know, but you know what Jose said was really interesting? Think of the rods. And he's the godfather of the rods. The rods move so fast. Same like the UFO planes, because you don't see them. They don't move slow. They move pretty fast. Now, I know Dan's right now trying to work on our guests.
Right.
To get him on the air.
Calling.
And what I'd like to say is, if we get Ken Pfeiffer, I'll leave him a message. We promise you Ken Pfeiffer, and we will deliver on it. And Ken's going to tell us all about all the new things that are going on, new sightings. And let me see if I have him.
Hey, Stephen Ray, if you're out there listening, can you give us a call into the studio?
Yeah.
Our phone number?
Yeah, go ahead. 323-203-0815.
Yeah, we also have the number I gave to him, which was...
Yeah,
here, I gave you 818-570-5085. Is that
right?
This one correct still?
No. The one that's correct, 323-203-0815.
Here.
We're coming to you live from the... I call it the UFO headquarters.
323 camera.
LA Talk Radio. Yeah. 323-203-0815. What we're going to try to do is I want to see if I can get Ken Pfeiffer on the air. And Ken has had a remarkable career, considering, you know, he's just been doing this for a few years. And Ken Pfeiffer is the head of Portugal, Israel, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. He's the head of all these different agencies where a MUFON. MUFON is a reporting agency of UFOs. So if Ken, if you're listening, we'd like you to call in. And anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on. And you know, when you do this show, a lot of good things happen, you know? One other thing I was going to mention to folks out there is, other than this well-known crash, is that we're talking about Busan, but I wanted to tell them about something else. Because we get everything here at LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Stephen, can you call in?
Yeah, they have a whole thing about the UFO.
This is Danny.
Sightings. And this looks like a dog. Hello. Like a French poodle. And this was published today by UFO sightings.
Hi, Stephen. Yes, I can hear you.
And anyway, it was about aliens.
Oh, try now. I gave
above,
the wrong number
above
to you.
The skies.
It's a 323.
So you may want to look at it.
Your text.
It's UFO sightings.
Yeah,
daily.
We're waiting on
that's
you.
That's my
we'll talk to you
encyclopedia
on air.
To.
Thank you, Stephen.
Different
talk to you in a bit.
An alien coin with faces. So very interesting. They had an alien coin with faces. So he's going to be calling us in?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So I'm just going to tell folks that UFO sightings daily. A lot of interesting stories. You see this one?
Now, comets are interesting. Jose Escamilla points out the comets and what we can find on them look to be like houses with lights on. And if you can look closely at some of the TBLN films, I'm not sure which movie.
TBL is owned by
TBLN, Jose Escamilla. Yes. Go to his films and look, and he'll point out to the comets have people, too. It looks like there's a person standing outside of a house.
Right.
And I know that they have that idea that people perceive what they want to see because we were just tuned into seeing faces.
Well, people, you brought up a good point because...
Pareidolia?
When people see stuff, for example, you look at outside, you see the sun. The sun you can only look at so long in the daylight. But at night, you see the moon. The moon, by the way, is very bright tonight. And I noticed even in the Easter time, when Jesus, went persecuted, they said the moon was like that too.
Really?
And I think Jesus, in certain ways, is telling us, giving us a message.
Right, to look at the face on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes, that it has the, like, it does describe a metaphor of a living woman, female.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, in many passages of the Bible. So, thinking of Stephen, if you're out there listening, I know we just spoke on the phone, let's bring up some of the special subjects that Stephen's
well, Stephen, Stephen's a nutritionist, and what's really interesting is the guy looks like a bodybuilder.
Yes, he has a very good. He's very good looking for his for
51 just, year old.
Yes, being
because you don't see 51 year old guys looking like that. And he looked like
clean cut.
You know they used to have in America. You used to have Mr. America,
right?
Years ago,
Stephen Ray looks like that,
and even Arnold entered those contests.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
So Stephen,
well, his group wellness. Let's just pull it up and talk about it.
Yeah, talk
it
about
right
wellness group and while we're on the thing.
Right on the
and
top.
Now I'm going to talk about the alien face discovered on global Earth in Canada. Do you see this? Well, there's as you're getting them, what's been going on is that people are seeing faces in different places around the world. And in Canada, doesn't that look like a queen? You see the woman?
Yes.
In the background?
Yes.
Now, Canada right now, there's a lot of stuff going on in, I want to say, Manitoba, in that area. And people are finding out in Canada about different things that are appearing. And they had an alien face discovered on Google Earth in Canada. So basically, you're seeing objects forming. And that's not unusual. That's something usual.
Oh.
Now, another thing is, human-like alien face found, it was found, I guess, in March 27, 2018. And you're seeing a lot of this. And the big thing while you're seeing all this is because NASA, by the way, has this on file. They don't want to show us.
Right. Well, they're all inverted files, too.
Yeah.
The pictures in NASA are inverted. And you can see clearly that they're missing the crosshairs. So any good pictures on social media have the black crosshairs in the
so they asked us, that's the scientists about this, and they've really evaded the question. He said, well, it could be an object from the military. How could that be an object from the military when you see the face how it is?
It does look like
it looks like a face. Mm-hmm. and there's no hiding that.
Well, just like rods, you know, we are looking at a lot of hoping for intelligent
rods
beings.
Are real.
Rods are real. I saw the pictures
rods.
Of rods.
I've seen
and
real
I saw
rods.
Pictures in the galaxies of rods, too. The large, looking like the Birkeland currents that are coming from the galaxy's core,
right.
Carrying hydrogen. It looks like these rods.
You want me to call him?
Yes. Why don't we try and give him a call?
Why don't we call him on the live?
Okay.
We are
let's
calling.
See if we can
oh,
buzz
here he
him.
Is. Here we go.
Is he?
That's him.
No, ah, Stephen.
Hello. Is this Stephen?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Welcome to our fun show about nutrition, UFOs.
Yes.
Scandal. That's all I'm getting.
Are you willing and ready?
Are you really ready to go on our show? Anyway.
I am Absolutely willing.
All right.
Awesome.
So this is.
Thank you, Stephen.
Tell us a little about Danny. You know him a little better than I do. So give us a little introduction.
Oh, well, Stephen and I have gotten in touch through LinkedIn, and I had the pleasure and honor of speaking with Stephen over the phone for about an hour and a half. And Stephen,
he's so polite. Oh, so nice guy.
Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, his words are wisdom, and you have 7 principles in your management. You manage something quite large, and I was looking at Wellness International Group, and I know that there's a brotherhood that makes up the fabric of our society that will never let each other down, and it sounds like that's what Wellness International Group represents. It's a non-for-profit foundation, and it's designed to fully operate totally off of volunteers where no salaries are paid out. Our mission.
Dollars are paid out.
Right.
It's exactly what it is. It's a non-for-profit, no bullshit. I don't know if I can say that word.
But that's all right. Well, are you? Go ahead.
It'll be it's, you know, it's being what you say you're going to be.
Right.
It's doing what you say you're going to do. You're helping. Right. You're giving what you can.
Right.
And, you know, we need to see a lot more of that. I have not actually.
Are you there?
Are you there?
You know what? Let's see if we can get to him. Hello? You know, are you with
there
us?
There are several subjects.
Wait, okay. Not with us.
Right.
So let's see. Let's read.
I'm hoping that we can talk about
him.
Are the gun violence, religion in America, these are all.
Well, hold on. Let's dial him.
Management.
Right, we're going to redial Stephen Perry. We're doing a live call.
Stephen
on
Ray.
Radio.
Stephen Ray. Wait. Okay. Let's see if we can get
Stephen
him
Ray.
On the phone.
Excuse me? Stephen? Well, you know, on radio, everything happens for a reason. Hello? This is Stephen Ray. The head?
I'm sorry, I must have lost you guys, or you lost me.
Yeah, well, we got you. We got you on live radio right now.
Great.
So now, Stephen, you were saying...
So I didn't even file as a 501(c), a 50...
Okay. Hello?
Huh. We're getting a disconnect.
We got a disconnect. Maybe we should try him again. Let's call him one more time.
Okay.
Stephen?
Hey guys.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
You there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on your every breath. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, I definitely want to let you know.
Let me ask you a question. This is Cameron, and my question is, how did this institute come together? And also, you have a terrific body. I've seen it on the cover. Tell us of how you got to be that level of fitness, because you look remarkable. And we want to give his age out.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, you know, I hope it inspires my goal. I've got to go through a complete shoulder replacement surgery. And I have to tell you, it's been the most difficult thing I've ever dealt with in my life, because I've never had an injury that's ever debilitated me like this. And so it's good that, you know, people my age talk about things like this, because, you know, people that are in their 40s or in their 30s can know, hey, that could be right around the corner.
Right.
And how do you deal with, you know, something that you lose a complete left side of your body?
Right.
Well, not my leg, but the upper part of my body. But so going to the physique side, to answer your question, I graduated in 85 in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, people during that time were working out, but I grew up in a small rural town, Lansing, Kansas.
Okay.
And it was, you know, I actually worked on a dairy farm.
That's cool.
To make my money. And so, but, you know, what I would do after I would work on the dairy farm in Belle Hay all day is I'd jog to the gym and I'd work out. I would do everything nobody else was doing. You know what? I have to say, if people start living by something like that, take the road less traveled.
It's so true.
Hike your butts.
It is so true.
Well, you know what, Stephen?
Let me tell you something about health,
sure,
too. This is a key thing from my personal experience. This is not the paradigm, panacea. I truly believe this. Sometimes it's good to go and get off kilter. It's good to gain weight. It's good to get fat. I know it's hard for people to understand that and believe that, but let me tell you why my personal experience, why I have that, I believe that. is I have witnessed, because I got to travel and see the world at a very young age, I've seen people at Gold's Gym Venice from the age of 18, you know.
Right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's
looking
gym.
Looking a particular way. Yeah, they're looking a particular way. 20 years later, I come back, they look exactly the same.
Wow.
No change in their, if anything, worse, it looks like their blood pressure is all, you know, they're up, and but they're lean, and they, you know, they look good, but there's, it's been a plateau for 20 years.
Right.
I don't want that. I want to, I want to know what people, now, don't get me wrong, I say this respectfully, I'm not trying to be an idiot when I make this comment, but I really want to know what people struggle through sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And the struggle for, you know, obesity, it's real, guys. It's no joke. It's an addiction.
It is.
That's like heroin, crack, or anything else. Let me tell you, it's not good.
The best time to start is now.
Nothing,
yeah.
You can't keep,
yeah, there's
you
nothing
can't
better than when you're in health, when you're in a good, healthy state of mind. You're focused. You're not messing with anything, you know, that can deter your vision of where you're going, meaning drugs or bad women. Not that all women are bad out there. You know, it's important that you have those kind of values.
Right.
And
no,
so
that's important, definitely.
I teeter-totter on my weight. I will, 5 years, I'll train, not miss one day. And then it seems like after the five-year mark, I will take maybe a year, 2 years off, and allow myself to kind of break down and go through the natural process of what a human
that's good that
look
people
like
perceive.
And then I go back into hitting it hard again. And my results have been so rewarding that way.
So in other words, what you're saying is, you know, you worked out, and then it's time. It's good to give your body time to relax, and then you can come back.
Yeah, right. Okay. How does the world work? It works on a seasonal basis, right?
Right.
How does life work? It's life, death.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same. It's a principle.
Travel the road, Liz.
Yeah, so I'm not suggesting that eating unhealthy is you know, best. What I'm suggesting is tone it down. Enjoy a pizza.
Okay, so enjoy
and do things with your friends that they're doing that you weren't doing when you're spending 8 hours in the gym. You know, learn to change that a little bit. But those are the things that I'll keep falling back to this scripture. For some reason, it's the most powerful scripture I've ever read. And if everyone will research Calves of the Saul.
Good. I was focusing on Jesus Christ.
If you read that, it's in Malachi 4:2, I believe.
Okay.
I think that's right. I might be wrong. But it's in Malachi, and I don't do scripture in the Bible at all.
Okay.
First scripture I've ever read.
Okay.
But what's fascinating about that is, in this story that I believe I told you, this, Danny, what happens to a calf when it's born in a stall, it stays there for 3 months. So for 3 months, it doesn't know anything other than that closed-in pen of, you know, poop and pee. But it's got mama there, and it's got food. And so that calf can actually see to the pasture of green acres and rolling green grass and the ranging free cattle, but the calf is content in its cage.
Right.
And what happens after 3 months is that that's when the farmer brings the calf out of the cage and puts it onto the, you know, away from the straw, and puts it onto the green grass. The calf, I've seen this happen. The calf, its eyes will pop out of its head, literally. And it'll freak out, and it'll think that you put it on a thin glass, a piece of thin glass, It's getting ready to break, and the calf is going to fall through.
Wow.
Meanwhile, it looks over at its mom. Its mom is eating this green stuff off of the ground, which the calf's been eating grain and sucking on mom's bit. And so the calf, you know, what world is this? What are you doing, mother? And it goes through this, like, it's almost very similar to how, you might appreciate this, Dan.
Yes,
it's
I am.
To the T, to how someone gets brainwashed with the, you can research the Manchurian candidate stuff, or you can research anything with brainwashing. Actually, I'll tell you the best one to research. Check, I saw it somewhere on YouTube. It's one of the craziest things. I never thought it would be a good thing. It had to do with Jay-Z and satanic worship. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to check. I've been hearing this stuff. What happens at night? And I wanted to try to fall asleep, so I thought it was going to be a boring, no good story.
Right. Well, it follows
this. Amazing narrator, this black narrator, he nailed it. He had explained how the process with human trafficking and the brainwashing techniques and everything.
Right, the word brainwashing is used for the youngest generation today by the elderly in our generations. You know, that most eldest will say the younger generation is completely brainwashed. And, I believe that there is something to that because there is so much of the media that they intake. I kicked the television out of my house for years, and I only listened to classical, and I read the Bible every day for an hour. I finished it in a year.
Oh, have you? That's so wonderful.
Yes, amen.
So you grow from that. You know, Stephen,
it's my favorite book.
Is that what you're telling us is something that everyone must do, is that you evaluate yourself, and you say, okay, what am I not doing? What am I not listening? And I'm going through that in my life. I'm in my mid-50s, and I can tell you that doing, you know, changing your life at this point in time is scary, but it's real. You know, and I was telling Danny before we got on the air that, you know, my family, I'm having some issues with my family, but what I recognize is how strong I'm getting, how solid I'm getting with God.
Cameron and I just talked about this today on the phone.
You talked about today.
Today, yes.
How old, do you mind if you stay on air? How old you are? I'm just curious.
55.
55.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, and you're dealing with it from. You must have been untouched for a long time.
Yeah.
Because that's you've actually been blessed. But I've lived something similar to that. I haven't experienced failure that much. When I experience it, it kills me.
Mm-hmm.
It I don't think destroys me, but I don't know what it's like to lose.
Right. That's good. Keep it fresh. People who confess quickly are like that too.
Oh, you know, Stephen,
let me tell you something about losing. Losing is the best teaching mechanism in the world. So what you're going through right now, brother,
it's
a blessing. You needed this.
Yeah.
And it will make you stronger.
Hard road.
And you know what's interesting?
Can I finish real quick about
the calf? Sure, Stephen, take your time.
So the calf takes a process for it to realize that, this green stuff you can actually eat. You can actually walk around here and, you know, hey, I didn't even realize it was this good because I was brainwashed to thinking where I was at, even though I could see you cows over here. I was brainwashed to thinking this was as good as it gets. And it's gonna, and I was happy with it. So what I got out of this part of the scripture was this.
Good.
Everything I do from now on, I'm asking myself, where is my paradigm? So I put my situational awareness, it's a way of defining, Daniel's a sort of military kind of mindset.
Thank you.
It's a way of defining exactly where you are. I'm really kind of a who you are too, but typically with military it's in a group setting, but it really gives you a whole different, it gives you the ability to identify other paradigms out there that you haven't even been able to see.
Right, data tabulation. Stephen Ray. Data always tabulation that's consistent over periods of time. Like, you're keeping tracks of the things going on in the public works, and you're like catching these things are like the grass and the calf is starting to experience when you realize you're grasping what's in society too,
right.
Just like the same as the calf would grasp the grass, the things in society that you grasp,
starting to know what
or you're starting to pick up on,
okay.
And you know it's great when you can afford to get yourself down and dirty. And I think down and dirty gets you an idea of, you know, gambling. Come prepared to lose, and let people freely move like water at the situations, because good things will come back to you. Good faith shows through, and people make good on the extra effort you do to do your best. And
true.
There's nothing that
true.
Can deny that. You know, being right up front with the law, people, this
right.
is the way to go.
Well, you know,
right.
you know, Stephen, what you're saying is, is so, you know, so right on, because when we grow through a situation where, you know, we get fearful, or we feel that, why am I going through all this? And, you know, and I'm near that age of 60. And what's really interesting is, you know, talking about family and you talk about the cats. Family, is, you know, you love your family. You really do. I do. But what happens
you
is...
you have to, no matter what they are and who they are, it's unconditional.
Yeah, it's unconditional.
Right.
But humans, sometimes, too many things are put upon that love. You know, for example, in my case... they're thinking about money, and they're talking about my mom dying, and they're talking about crazy things that it shouldn't even exist at this point.
Right.
But the problem is that people get themselves so attached to the everyday worries of life. And and I found, like you're saying, get detached, grow on, get yourself going. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Yes.
You
got to
detach. And I told Danny... you know, me and Danny have talked, and I told him, I said, you know, be positive. Put yourself in a positive way, because you know what? When you're in a positive way, people don't know how to react. When you're happy,
right? Stay grounded in Christ. Yeah, positivity comes in the groundedness, like Stephen Ray. The road less traveled, the harder one. You know, what we're going through does make us better people.
Right.
There's no getting better than, you know, you can keep it classy, yes, on the surface, but deeper down inside, there's a man, you know, just in anybody, you know, that we look out after.
He's perfect, not us.
Yes. Some people are like that.
Now I had a question, Stephen.
There's nothing wrong with having a little something in your step. That's
right.
Fine, because you're not going to have that. Always enjoy it when you have it.
Right.
When you're young.
And run with it when you have it. But as long as you're not hurting anyone else, and you know, I want people to.
Yeah.
I that blessed are the meek. Scripture. I read that. Just yesterday, and again, guys, I'm reading in the scripture, and it's all new.
That's all good.
But
good.
I wanted to know what is the difference?
Meek is like Moses. Moses was powerful, but he was meek, and meek is a good representation of Moses. When he felt like he raised his staff, you know, he had all that power.
Right.
He had all that power, but he remained humble.
That is very true. But at the same time, it's really what the how God, I believe, or how the people are supposed to be innocent.
Right.
They're not supposed to have those kind of worries in their and their thoughts, like you're dealing with your mother. And man, I'll say a prayer for you on that one.
Oh, thank you. My name's Cameron, by the way.
Great, Stephen Ray.
Stephen Ray, that's very nice of you, because you know what? I belong to a group, and you know where we give healing light from God, not us.
Yeah.
And what I found is that people were really very sweet to me in the last, I'd say the last 2 days or 3 days.
Good.
I've never seen that road. But anyway, Stephen, do you have your institute? Are you going
to
be coming to California anytime soon?
Actually, I am. I'm working on that.
Okay, good. We got
I've got some really cool things to tell to you off air, Danny, about some other things. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, I just don't want to waste the airtime for this. I don't have a problem talking about it, but there's a lot of exciting things happening right now with me and
good.
What I'm trying to also do as an entrepreneur as well. So,
oh, cool.
Right.
Among the international group, I finally have figured out the a plan for it.
Awesome.
Which I really like.
I can't wait to talk to you about it. I can't wait, Stephen.
It has something to do with the way our acidic our politics have become today.
Right.
And it infiltrates every county throughout the United States.
Right. That's true.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Anyway.
The best part of it is that it truly is about getting people to understand.
Right.
It is no problem.
Right.
That you can agree to disagree.
That's and right.
That well, is look, beautiful when you do that.
Well, you know what? Well, Roseanne Barr proved.
Do that.
You know what? You know what's interesting?
Learn to have one incredible bond that can never be broken.
And anyway,
that bond is unity.
Stephen,
we together as people.
Stephen, we have 30 united. Seconds. But what I was going to say is,
okay, thank you, Stephen.
Like Roseanne Barr's new show is about you could disagree with opinion. That's missing in America. I really believe you're right on the pulse of right. But anyway, yep. Stephen, we appreciate you calling, and we'd like to have you
We're
back.
Gonna
if you come to L.A., please visit us, and we'd love to have you back. And I'm very honored.
And I have found some really interesting sites. This all came to me as well. It's called the Wiley's something. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But it has stuff on there that you guys would love it, based on, you know, which your show is. It's Wiley Open Access.
Okay.
That's what I've got. W-I-L-E-Y.
Okay.
W-I-L-E-Y.
And if you don't, wait a minute. Try hub.wiley.
Hub.wiley. Hub.wiley.
Hub.wiley. See what you get on that.
Okay.
But I will send you guys the link.
Thank you.
And please.
You can talk more about
it. It's an area where you can go to actually get intelligent information backed up with people speaking intelligently to each other without insulting each other.
Anyway, Stephen, I appreciate your time. We got to get off the air, but thank
you so
much.
We're getting off the air.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to talking with you again.
Good night, Stephen Barry. Have a good evening. Thank you, Danny, for a wonderful show.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
Good night and we're soon going to do our goodbye to everyone. So we'll do our little thing.
Good night from Los Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.